Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hi there, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 18th of March, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, it took a while, but Intel finally said, hey, look, here's our new processors. Finally, we get to see what the 11th generation Rocket Lake processors will do. There has been a lot of speculation going back and forth. It's not like we didn't know the things were going to come. We just kind of thought, well, what's taking them so long to come? Now, yes, okay, let's talk about Intel not moving that new transistor node. Most people thought, yeah, okay, well, this ain't no big upgrade. Well, according to Intel, it was still able to increase a generation-to-generation performance with a few key architectural changes. The Rocket Lake CPUs are actually based on Intel's Cypress Cove architecture, plus is combined with the Tiger Lake graphics. If you want to get down to the nitty-gritty, Intel's 11th generation desktop CPUs pretty much have the same features of its 11th generation mobile processors. Now, more details Intel announced said that the instructions per cycle had actually increased by 19%, and of course with the new architecture, it also means a 50% boost in integrated graphics performance. But it all comes down to price, doesn't it? Well, if you're looking at the 11th generation Core i9, starting price on that is $439. For the 11th generation Core i7, $323, the starting price there. Core i5 starting at $182. And finally, the 10th generation Core i3 refresh, if you're really on a budget, $122. Well, speaking of new stuff, Google's got something new for us, a new Nest Hub. Though this Nest Hub is a little on the creepy side because it's going to watch you sleep. Now, if you look at the new Nest Hub, you'll say, wait a minute, this looks exactly like the last one. And I can already hear you. Well, if it looks like the last one didn't have a camera, so how can it watch you? Well, there's a radar sensor on this one that can track your sleeping habits. Other than that, yeah, same old 7-inch display, 600p resolution, whoopee. Got a rear-facing fabric-covered speaker there, and you can also see the device sensors that are poking through the uniform bezel. There's a few other changes, though, at least on the inside. You're supposed to be getting about 50% more bass than before. And of course, other little hardware and software improvements. However, though, it won't set you back quite as much as the original one. Starting at $99, it's about 89 pounds, and the device should be shipping on March 30th. Well, starting today, you can now play your EA. And before you say, wait a minute, Xbox Game Pass for the consoles has been there since November. What are you talking about, Kyle? Well, this is for the PC. Originally, it was actually going to be available at the same time for subscribers, or at least maybe a month after in December. Well, that got pushed. Of course, you'll need to have the Xbox app on Windows 10 in order to be able to take advantage of this, and the EA desktop app installed as well. If it gets a little daunting for you trying to get this all set up on your PC, well, have no fear. Microsoft has created a nice little video that you can see over there on YouTube. And finally, by golly gee, there seemed to be there some water there on Mars beneath that dirt. Yeah, for a while now we've been saying, yeah, Mars has water. Where? Well, apparently the vast amounts of that water have been buried underneath the surface. These new findings that were published recently are actually there to sort of say, untangle all those theories about, hey, where the hell is Mars water? And from what we can tell from data, the red planet's earliest amounts of water actually could have vanished from the surface through a geological process called crust hydration. Now, water, of course, can break down rocks through a process called chemical weathering, which basically results in minerals becoming hydrated. This will actually keep the water trapped, unless it's heated, of course, up to temperatures of 212 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, I guess if it's that hot, it should be safe to drink, right? Of course, as with anything, research will have to be continued, and more investigation will have to be done. Right now, it's pretty much just putting a statement out there saying, yeah, there's water there, trust us. We're not crazy. You got a story? No one else is listening to you? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located over there at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN shows over there and so much more. Find us on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network, or, of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come join our BTN community. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Join the conversation today. It's simple to do. Just go to britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.